yesterday, when you guys can't get an offensive rhythm going, I think actually you did at one point in that drive where you got a couple balls, got going, but didn't get an end zone. Just without getting any rhythm going, how tough is it to really sustain it?
Yeah, you know, it's tough, like you said, when you don't get a rhythm going, and obviously that's something you want to establish as an offense. And you know, we were just, I don't want to say inconsistent. I mean, it was just bad all around. But you know, we did have that one drive, but we didn't carry it over when we, you know, got held out there at the goal line. So yeah, it was just a tough day all around.
The fact that you all did score a touchdown and then it didn't count, how deflating is that? Because at that point in the game, you were still right there with the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't. No, I never knew that it was a touchdown or whatever that Marlon scored. You know, we try to, you know, catch him off guard and get him real fast there. And it didn't work out. You know, hindsight's 20/20. So yeah, just a tough deal.
Chuck, what was the flight home like? Was it just complete silence? How did you guys sort of respond and react to this?
Yeah, it was a long flight. It was tough, like you said. You know, we're trying to figure it out. You know, and we got a game in a week. You know, we got to figure out a way to bounce back, respond. No one feels sorry for us. No one cares that we just got our butts kicked. You know, and give the credit to the Rams. They played better than us, obviously. So yeah, it was a long flight, but give some time to soul search and think about how we're going to respond.
You guys figured anything out today?
I don't think we figured anything out today. Can't just say, you know, oh, it's figured out. We got to come out and, you know, we just got the film watch, cleaned up, you know, different mistakes, technique, fundamentals, different things like that. Got to come out and have a great practice Wednesday. It's NFL, you know, that's a great thing about it is that you get another week. It's week one, now we're going to week two, and we'll be ready to roll.
Jack, there are a lot of new players on this team. Obviously, it's just one game. That was a big loss. Where does leadership come from within the locker room going forward?
Yeah, it comes with how we respond with practice and meetings on Wednesday and not, you know, sulking around and letting this bad loss carry through the next week, you know, carry through, you know, practice to Wednesday. It's over now, you know, we got to put it behind us and got to move forward.
You guys have had a lot of these, I think over the last few years, a lot of these lopsided losses, right? Even when you've won a lot of games, is there any common thread that you feel like between them? Whether it's like early mistakes or something, I don't know. What do you
think? Yeah, I mean, they probably all have a different story. You know, I don't know. For a while there, we never started well. Obviously, we won a great start to this game, but we had that second drive, went down there and got points. So it was just, you know, I don't want to say there's a common thread,
right.
Something we got to figure out.
It does feel like there's been a lot of.
Yeah, no, I agree. There has been through my years here, which is weird. You know, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
Jack, how much anger, fire, embarrassment? I mean, what are you guys going through? What's it like? We can't see you guys from there. What are you guys like from there?
Yeah, it's. It's obviously embarrassed from the jump. And like I said, you gotta give the Rams credit. They played a great game. They, you know, well coached and had a great game plan for us. But yeah, a lopsided loss like that, it's embarrassing. And like I said, it's just how we're gonna respond. You know, and it's gonna be up to the leaders on the team to lead the younger guys and show them how the NFL works. And you gotta get ready for week two.
How does Chuck respond? Does he show anger? I mean, he doesn't show us in here. Is he mad at you guys in there?
Yeah. I mean, how could he not be? We just got our butts kicked.
What does that look like?
I don't know how to. I guess I'm not good at describing things. He it looks like an angry coach at a team that's got beat.